Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey Rich, could you tell me about Car and Classic, but in 90s Eurobeat?
No problem.
If you want to sell your car, get a slice of the action. You can choose a normal ad or an online auction. Doesn't matter what you sell, a Fiat or a Beetle. Every month your ads in front are for a million people. Ooh, Car and Classic, ooh, it's so fantastic. Ooh, Car and Classic, ooh, it's so fantastic.
Smith & Sniff is sponsored by CarandClassic.com.
Fantastic.
I'm Richard Porter.
I'm Johnny Smith.
And this is Smith and Sniff, a podcast in which two friends talk about cars and many other things live.
Yeah, I'm going to say
wow.
That.
Someone it's amazing said what people will do when you ask them to do things.
Oh, amazing.
Right, when I do the intro the next time, can you all go to my house and cut the lawn? Because it's looking a right state. That was excellent. Thank you so much.
That's the best audience participation we've ever had.
It really was, yeah.
Yeah.
Particularly the gentleman down here at the front with the incredible whistling.
That's clever.
Which more than compensates for how underdressed you are, sir. It's not shorts and T-shirt weather. What's going on here?
I think if we're going to start off with such a high amount of audience participation, we should probably just do a little bit of vocal practice. Mm-hmm. I say a word, you repeat it. Think Freddie Mercury, but very B-side and probably more car-centric. and not Deo, etc. So I'll say something like, and you repeat this after me, I'll say folds. This is great. This is crowd control.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Spolts.
You can see
perfect.
How cults start, can't you?
That was the best. That wasn't even rehearsed. I'm
no.
So pleased with that.
Amazing.
I'm running out of things to say. What
well,
else
I don't know. I feel
say?
Like we should probably just...
Transit. Not responsible for any neck damage during that particular word. Transit.
Ruptured tendons all over the place. Thank you ever so much for coming out tonight. Here to Lotus in Hethel, which is a place you've never been before.
I've never been to Lotus HQ. I don't know why, but I just haven't.
You weren't invited?
It's been a splendid afternoon.
Yeah.
Classic sunset on the track.
Beautiful. Beautiful
enjoying
sunset.
Watching you helm yourself and myself
We did
around.
Some track work.
We did some track work.
We got here early and they very kindly said, you haven't driven the new Emira yet, would you like to have a go?
Yeah.
So we went out in an Emira following Gav, who just came on stage for listeners at home. We were introduced on stage this evening by an actual member of Lotus Royalty. he led... as our sort of pace car, and we did our best to keep up on the roads that he...
It was a lot of fun.
Hone the cars.
However, this is nothing against Gav at all, wherever Gav is. I made the mistake of getting in the car with quite a large puffer jacket on.
Yes, you did.
And I realised midway through spirited driving, or passengering as I was... Mm. The heating was on 23, which I didn't set it on to. Did you set it on 23?
No, but you know what? When we set off... As we were leaving the premises, I noticed, you know, it's two men in a two-seat car. The screen was already just starting to fog. And I waited till you were looking the other way at a T-junction and put the air conditioning on.
No, you didn't.
Because I knew you'd never sanction it if I asked.
Fucker.
You didn't see. The absolute palaver. We did one of these live shows at Bentley, and we finished. And no, actually it wasn't. It was the Morgan one where we were given a lift back to the hotel by Matty, who films a lot of Johnny's late break show stuff. And... in a that VW Caddy, California.
Oh, yes.
But Matty was driving because Johnny and I had a beer. And it started fogging up because it's three blokes on a cold night.
Heavy breathing.
Heavy breathing.
Yeah.
And Johnny refused to let Matty put the air conditioning on. He almost drove into the central reservation because he couldn't see where he was going. And Johnny's going, no, it's fine. It'll clear itself.
Proper AC
refusal,
that was. So I
snuck the air conditioning on in the Amira.
Did you? You absolute bastard.
Which
enabled me
to also not only to defog the screen, which I thought was a safety critical issue, but also to appreciate the fine quality of the buttons in the Amira. So I've not seen that car before. I've seen it, the outside of it at Goodwood and things, but I've never actually sat in one.
No, I haven't.
And it is about a billion times better in quality terms, in feeling like an expensive car, than an old Elise, which, you know, to be honest, didn't have an awful lot of buttons and switches in it in the first place.
No.
But this, it feels like a proper grown-up car. It's really impressive.
Yeah.
And the little icon that I think it's on the button that allows you to change where the air goes.
Oh, yeah, I know what
you're going to say. A little person on it, but it's actually got a person there wearing a crash helmet.
Yeah.
It looks like the Stig is having air blown at his face.
There's two at the end of the room.
Yes.
Have a look later.
It's preferably a really
not
nice
now, because it'll look like we're really boring and everyone's going home early.
But anyway, so we were very lucky. We got to have a go in the Amira, and I thought it was tremendous.
It was superb.
It's a weird thing to say about a sports car, but it has a really, really good ride. It's
creamy.
Exquisite.
It's creamy.
Mm, it is creamy.
That motor.
So, yeah, and then we got allowed to go out on the track and do some, I'm going to say it again, track work.
And we tried our best.
In unsuitable outdoor coats.
We tried our best to understeer, and we couldn't.
It will not understeer.
No.
And I love a bit of understeer.
I know you do. I thought you were almost pissed off.
That bastard would not.
No, it wouldn't budge, would it?
No.
It would not budge.
Apparently a lot of it's down to the tyres.
Yeah.
Bespoke tyres on that, and they've been, you know, designed as a unit with the car, so
designed as a unit with
a
car.
Sorry, I don't know whether people object to us talking about cars, because sometimes we get complaints when we do it on the podcast. People go, that was a bit car-y.
Some listeners are really pissed off if the ratio is more than about 30% cars.
Yeah. All right, well let me pull it back to the more puerile end of things and tell you about a problem I've got coming this weekend.
Oh god then.
Friend of my wife's coming.
A problem you've got coming this weekend.
Yeah.
Sounds awful.
I think I've mentioned this on the podcast before, but it's just that it's
that's a children's
happening.
Party.
What?
It's got to be a children's party.
No, we've got a friend of my wife's coming to stay.
Okay.
She used to work for a cosmetics brand, and she always wore, and still wears, their signature scent. Sort of vanilla-y. It's quite pleasant.
Okay.
And when she left this company, she gave my wife a box of samplers of this fragrance.
Was it called Was it called Avon Magnum by any chance?
I think Aluminium Afternoons or something like that.
Oh, sweet, yeah.
No, I won't say what it's called,
sort
but it's nice.
Kind of not quite Trans Am.
Not quite
bottle.
Generic 70s American car in a bottle.
Yeah.
She gave my wife this box of samplers. And my wife's like, it's very nice. It's not really my particular fragrance, but that's fine. She stuck one of these samplers in the bathroom to be used as an air freshener.
Oh no, it's a post-poo scenario.
Precisely. That's fine. And then when that ran out, she put another one in there. We've got a little box of these bastard things, so we get through them.
The bathroom's busy at Hotel Porter.
And we've got kids, anyway. But the thing is, it masks, but not completely, whatever's been going on in the bathroom.
Okay.
So you can see where this is going. I now associate the smell of this quite expensive perfume with undernotes of something else. But the problem is, when I see my wife's friend, she's always wearing this perfume. In my head, she smells very slightly of poo.
And you haven't told her this, clearly.
I haven't.
No.
I don't think it would go down well.
No.
Anyway, she's coming to stay at our house this weekend. So I've just got to remember not to go, hello, how are you? God, have you guffed? Because that would be rude.
On the way over here, A14, we were talking about boring roads earlier. Very crashy, considering it's quite a straight road. Don't understand that.
We both used the A11.
Oh, sorry, the A11.
The one that goes very, very straight through that forest, and then there's that big monument. Do you know what I'm talking about?
It's Brandon.
Does anyone
area.
Know what the monument is to?
It's War Memorial.
It is?
War Memorial.
Elder Estates.
Right.
Local knowledge. Very good.
Because there's nowhere to slow down and pull in and admire.
There is a lay-by.
Oh, is there?
There's a lay-by.
I didn't see that. I was going fairly quick. And I was just you know.
We got here and we come down the A11. Yeah, you see, past that big monument.
Yeah.
And then we had one of those classic blokes who don't know what they're talking about conversation. What is it? In fairness, she went, I think it's a war memorial. I was like, no, it's a Victorian folly. I'm pretty sure of that. Turns out it's not. It is. It's a war memorial, isn't it? So it's quite recent.
You know,
it's disproportionately big, I would say. A man in the front row has just shrugged as if to say, how big do you want it?
Standard monument procedure.
Yeah. You've got to have a small monument, no one will see it.
Talking of, sort of toilet protocol, as you were. Pulled in at one of the services, one of the small ones, where there's a cramped toilet. Don't worry, I won't go into a huge amount of detail.
Yeah.
Had to fill up with petrol anyway. Went into the cubicle. No, it didn't smell like expensive perfume. In fact, what it did is, you know when people take, when paparazzi take photos of people that don't want their photo to be taken, the hand goes up and there's lots of... Well, I opened the cubicle door and a guy clearly hadn't locked the door.
Oh.
And I got the full paparazzi hand.
It seems so feeble in that context, though, doesn't it?
No.
Are you trying to obscure my
eyes? Actually,
he
was really polite. He went, I'm ever so sorry. No, please don't. It was like really
quiet. Respect my privacy at this difficult time.
It was
sometime colleague, Richard Hammond, said that the moment when he stopped using motorway services under any circumstance, because he realised he'd become quite famous.
Oh, yeah,
when he'd be at motorway service urinal, and there'd be sort of someone would come and stand next to him, even though there'd be plenty of other ones free, and they'd be sort of like... having a little... Go to the pub that night, going, yeah, Richard Hammond off Top Gear, yeah. I saw his knob. So he thought, I was fine, I'll just start going in the cubicles. And then he was in the cubicles at a motorway service area one time, and he was aware of something there, and it was someone leaning over with a camera phone.
You're pissing on. No way.
So now, after that, he just went, I'd just rather wet my pants than have to go through all
he
that.
Never eats or drinks. Never has. Hasn't done for years.
He does that thing that we talked about this, didn't we, about James Dyson, apparently, will only use sort of designated loos at his premises, and if he goes to one that doesn't have a sort of pristine James Dyson only loo, he just doesn't drink anything all day.
I can't do that. That's just awful.
I'd
have a chronic headache.
Yeah.
What an awful.
Well, that's why he signs off on those awful dryers. I had to use... Have you seen these new Dyson dryers that... It almost looks like someone's dismembered a futuristic moped. They've got a column with two things coming off. And once again, James Dyson, the man with the most splitting headache in all of Britain because he's dehydrated, hasn't thought this through.
No.
Because I'd not used one of these before. You go up to it, you do that, and it seems designed to blow the water onto the front of your trousers so you look like you've been careless in another way. And it's like, who signed this off except a bloke who's got, like, sort of such a migraine that he's got his two pinpricks of eyes. He can't see what's happening. And he's gone, yeah, that seems fine.
He's making millions of pounds from just misguided hand-drying devices. It's just amazing.
The man's a buffoon.
Jet towel all the way, guys.
Yeah.
Jet towel all the way. Yeah.
It should be that.
It should
show
be that.
Show your love of a jet towel.
Yeah, show me your palms.
Very dry palms. Now, speaking of billionaires...
Oh, yeah.
...who might not be thinking straight...
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to take issue with you about your review of Sir Jim Ratcliffe's anus grenade.
the anus...
What's
the
it
anus-
called?
The anus grenadine?
The idiot grenadier,
yes.
Whatever it's called,
yes.
Which you just reviewed on the Late Break Show.
Yeah.
And you quite liked it.
I liked it a lot more than I thought I was going to like it.
Has everyone seen this car? This sort of... what is it? I mean, it's a
4x4, hardcore 4x4.
Homage to the... It's a car designed... You pointed this out in your review. It's a car propelled by spite.
Yes.
Because Jim Ratcliffe tried to buy...
It's a grudge purchase.
It's a grudge. It's a grudge car. He tried to buy the tooling for the old Land Rover Defender off Land Rover. They said no.
Yeah.
And he went, screw you, I'll design my own.
Yeah.
But he's designed in some of the bits that were shit about the old Defender.
I think he must
which
have...
Which is bizarre.
Been, yeah, that is odd.
The one that annoys me, I know this is really nerdy, but hi. The top
That's
of the windscreen...
That's why you're here, guys.
Yeah. You are free to leave at any moment. But... The top of the windscreen is quite a lot higher than the top of the side windows. And that's what the old Defender does, and it's the most annoying, khaki design feature that I think Land Rover just went, could you get that to line up? Not really. Oh, well. Doesn't matter.
Carry on.
Well, it does matter. It looks terrible. And then the Ineos have just gone, well, we'll do that. Now, you don't have to do it, because I was thinking maybe you have to do that because it's a very blocky-shaped car and because of where the occupants sit relative you want to see out.
Yeah.
But no. Look at a G-Wagon. Same shape car doesn't have that. Jimny doesn't have that.
True.
It's lazy design. Yeah. And I will tolerate lazy design from Land Rover because
they're lazy.
God bless them, they're doing their best. But honestly, this is a clean sheet of paper car.
Yes.
And they seem to have willfully introduced some bits that don't look right or work right.
It's not a looker. Do you remember several podcasts ago, you may not, when I expressed my disdain for Lego.
Oh, yes.
Of a certain time. Not all Lego. I'm not like a proper, you know, EDL Legoist or something. But what I mean is like I think the Anus Grenade is actually the only car which you could make perfectly out of Lego. And I mean perfectly.
Yes. Yeah.
There are no curves, as far as I'm aware.
And because it's got all that stuff down the sides, so you could use mismatched bricks and it would sort of...
Yeah. You don't even need a manual, an instruction. You just wing it.
Using bits off other cars. That's the thing. It just looks like it uses lots of bits of other cars, and it doesn't. It's except that BMW gear selector.
Yeah, yeah. Which a lot of people really hate, and I'm over it now. I'm all right with it.
Cause got bigger fish to fry.
Yeah, yeah. It's the strange shaped footwell is particularly odd.
Yeah.
Because there's nowhere to really put your left foot, and being an auto, your left foot might as well be sawn off. There's no need for it. But you can't saw it off because obviously, you know, that's life-threatening. So
valuable consumer advice.
I'm saying you can't, you could, but you shouldn't.
No.
So I found myself kind of going, well, it doesn't feel right there, it doesn't feel right there. I can't do that because of the centre console. So I sort of did that, sort of folded it back a bit.
Sorry, I'm slightly distracted because it sounds like Lotus is releasing poison gas into the room. Yeah. I assume this is just the air conditioning doing something or other, but it's slightly disturbing. It's just very light gas, obviously, like argon or something.
Oh, very, lovely. Very light gas. No, wouldn't be heavy gas.
No.
Not here. No. Wouldn't tolerate it. No. Wouldn't tolerate it. So I surprisingly enjoyed the Anus Grenade.
I had something else I wanted to ask you about it, and now I can't remember, so I'm going to check my notes, and all I've written down is Anus Grenade Launcher. So that's not... That doesn't help at all.
In case listeners aren't aware of Sir Jim Ratcliffe, he's a guy that has a habit of just buying stuff that he quite likes. Not a bad thing. So he's bought a large proportion of Bell Staff clothing, and that's when the speck of the grenadines are named after jackets.
Yeah.
He's bought the pub that he conceived the idea for the...
Has he?
Yeah, he's bought the Grenadier pub.
I saw, I think it was a quote from him this week that said, because they're planning more models, they're going to do a smaller one, aren't they, and a short wheelbase. And he was like, we're going to try to work out what we should name them, because the Grenadier is named after a pub. And I was like,
just buy more pubs.
I was going to say, please God, call it like the Cat and Fiddle.
Rose and Crown.
Yeah, exactly.
I think the Ineos Rose and Crown. Yeah, just sweet.
The Ineos Lamb and Flag.
Well, that would be the different trim levels, though, surely, wouldn't it?
Well, I wonder if the Harvester,
which would be a commercial.
Yeah. Well, he could do a sort of retro 90s one. That's like, you know, when pubs, there was a period. Do you remember this? When pubs got given sort of self-consciously wacky names, and it would always be like, you know, sort of the Goose and Photocopier or something. You just go, that's not a pub name. But I think maybe the actual model names are pubs, you know, Rose and Crown, King's Arms, all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But then trim levels, it's like you're in the pub. Dry roasted, ready salted, prawn cocktail.
IPA.
Or just the half and the pint.
Snake bite.
I'll have a half on that one. The snake bite. Snake bite and black.
Snake bite black would be the coalition with Hennessy guy, who puts all the silly engines.
John Hennessy.
He'd call up John. He'd go, Hennessy, you put stupid engines in cars that nobody's interested in. Right, come and do this. Let's put 800 horsepower in a car that can't really go around corners. Yeah, brilliant. Come on over. I'll see you tomorrow. Click burn. It's like that scene from, is it Snatch, where he comes off the phone and you see that sequence of the jet lands, three back in the room. Right, well, let's do this.
Bish, bash, bosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still can't remember what I was going to ask you about that car, but...
We've got some 45 minutes to talk about, but...
Yeah. Is it right that it weighs, like, almost 3 tonnes?
I believe... I actually couldn't be bothered to look up its weight. It's just... You shut the door and it feels like it's made of lead.
Yeah.
It's like an old, if you remember the old G-Wagon, where, you know, it is very old tech structure and things,
yeah.
but it shuts like a bank vault and it really feels special. I don't know if you remember the central locking on an old G
yeah.
sounds like someone cocking a military rifle.
It sounds like a battalion.
It's so loud.
Rifles. Yeah, it's good dunk. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is so, it that on the.
I don't know about the central locking because I never locked it.
Oh.
No bastard's going to nick it. But... Well, maybe they,
well, they might because mistake it for a defender.
I was going to say, if it was a defender, they would have... Well, you, I think you can unbolt the doors from the outside.
No, you can't.
Oh, can't you?
I checked this. Well, I didn't check it. I read it in review and went, oh, I must log that in my boring brain because the, you know, old defenders, famously one of the things that can happen is because the door bolts and screws are on the outside.
They are.
You can just and take the door off and then steal it. But
£700 on
I don't know why you'd do that when you could prize one of the side windows open. I don't know. But that's what people do sometimes, apparently. Or if they need a door for a
you
defender.
You know a lot about how to
well,
take
things. Well, I've got one.
Off.
So it's like, because what some of the hardcore defenderists do, they get a little ball bearing, they put it into the hex on the door securing screw.
Do they?
And then glue it in, yeah.
What?
Then you can never get your doors off.
Yeah, I was going to say that's a shit idea.
Well, how often do you take the doors off on your car?
Yeah. Doors are actually much heavier than you. This is,
oh my God,
this is getting really interesting. Now, I've taken a door off a car before and it landed on my feet because I was on the last bolt and I was thought I had it supported, but I just didn't know how much it weighed and it properly chunked the...
What car?
Ooh, that was a Corsa, actually, a three-door Corsa.
Oh, a three-door?
That we were dismantling for a TV show, yeah.
Yeah, I had to carry a door off an old Escort.
Interesting chat, yeah.
yeah. And then I was a bit hot, so I put the window down.
Oh, stop it.
Sorry, that's
stop
such it. An old joke. I'm so sorry.
I've written down here, because, of course, because we're in Norfolk, home of Lotus, I've written down some Norfolk-y things. not like cliche stuff, not like, you know, Alan Partridge and stuff. It's too easy. But, of course, it is the home of Land Rover Freelander R&D by the royal family.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Unofficially.
The Duke of Rollover. May he rest in peace.
Rollover angle, exactly. Yeah. It's a new stat that the... and, of course, that was Sandringham, which is not very far away.
No, it's not, is it? It's...
But I want to know whether any of those freelanders still exist.
You said freelander. Freelander? Ooh, la-di-da.
I wanted to call it freelancer, but I just...
Freelander. That's... I know someone who started saying grass and glass and things like that, but then, obviously, his brain had just gone, just sound posh from now on. But then one day he went plastic. I was like, that's not... No.
It's too far.
I was like, what plastic? What, plastic bog? Is that what you're going to do now? Just, anyway. Yes, so sorry, Norfolk things.
Norfolk things. So, yeah, unofficial R&D on Freelanders. But also, it's the... Every time late father-in-law lived in Norfolk, so I used to come over here quite a lot. And it's the main area in the whole of the UK for handwritten roadside signs.
Yes.
For things for sale, isn't it?
Yeah.
For some reason, it's like car for sale, potatoes with too many apostrophes.
Yeah, yeah.
You fucking name it.
There's Sprouts next left. Always a good one.
And what I love about it is it can be quite a nice car for sale, but the sign puts you off because it looks like it's been written with someone's hair.
Pagani Zonda.
Yeah, exactly.
Has it been looked after? Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like it from the state of your sign work, but okay.
It's been they've painted the sign with a cat. It was just nearby.
It's just bare hands. You know, I haven't got a brush. So
you'll do. Yeah. Just do that. And so every time I used to come out here, it was always that, how can we find the worst hand-painted sign? With a misspelling.
Yeah.
Or an additional piece of...
There's almost a coffee table book in that.
Yeah, I'd love that.
I can see the cover now, because it's got a handwritten cover that says, Big Book of Signs, with an apostrophe in the sign.
Apostrophe before and after the S. Yeah. Two apostrophes. How do you even say that? Signs is? Signs is it?
I've noticed when I was because I was driving up here on the A11 past the big monument that's a war memorial, and
that we know.
I started seeing all the sort of names of towns and villages that I recognised, and I was trying to amuse myself by saying them how they'd be said locally, because I think people presumably a lot of people in the room are from Norfolk.
Is anyone actually from Norfolk here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
no hands went up.
I was just ready to say.
We're all from Southampton, mate. We got a coach.
Like a football supporter's coach.
Yeah. Well, because I think, though, Peter, you sort of run things together a bit more. Is that right, or am I getting this wrong? Am I thinking of somewhere else?
It's a very difficult accent to impersonate. It's a very difficult. That's why I'm not going to do it.
No, because people always do it like sort of West Country.
It's like West Country meets an Australian. That's the way I always think of it.
Okay.
Bristol, so, Australian.
Yeah.
Together.
I don't know. It's a really hard.
It looks forceful.
It's a really hard accent to do properly.
Yeah, so I'm not going to do
but
it.
But I think you do you just kind of squeeze things together.
Yeah. Largest concentration of Ford Fusions for many years, but now it's morphed into Vauxhall Mockers, an awful lot of Mockers. Not here, not this specific area, because this is Lotus territory, obviously. Yeah. But Mockers, there's a lot of Mockers out there. You've got to be careful. You've got to be very careful.
Keep them peeled.
Yeah.
So you're saying Norfolk is the shit car capital of Britain?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Fella, that's what you were saying, John.
Although I've seen a couple of cars at the side of the road for sale, which, you know, aren't great. One of them was a Probe. Not today.
What?
Yeah, within the last 2 years, I've seen a Probe for sale at the side of the road in Norfolk.
Had the sign been painted with a foot?
It was painted by the mane of a Shetland pony. Yes, it was. Yeah.
Got some leftover spaghetti here. I think I'll do a sign. Probes for sale.
It's as popular as a ploughing competition. You know, rural ploughing competitions.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a ploughing competition?
Do you know I haven't?
Because fucking brilliant.
Just been busy, you know.
So competitive.
Really?
Yeah, and probably a bit drinky, I'm going to say.
Oh, okay.
I know it's not on-road driving, but still, you're in charge of quite a serious piece
but
of machinery.
Would the drink of choice be a cider?
Possibly cider, or spirits if you haven't got a lot of time, I would suggest. I think it could be a bit spirity.
Now, look, I really need to get drunk as soon as possible. So I'll have a pint of scotch, please, Barman.
Honestly, it's well recommended. Competitive ploughing.
See, I'm just not down with the cider, though.
Well, you don't have to drink unless you're a competitor.
Oh, it's the competitors are drinking.
Oh, I think the competitors... I mean, I'm not saying they are. I don't want to get into any legal battle of, you know, drunk ploughers, but I think it's a thing.
Presumably, they're quite difficult.
Courage.
Isn't it? But part of the ploughing skill is doing a straight line.
Yes.
Well,
yes,
if
exactly.
You can see two lines, you're not going to be very.
But it's a bit like
accurate.
Pub pool, though, I think. If you play pool completely sober, you're not that good.
Are you a two-pint pool
I'm
player?
I'm a two-pinter.
Yeah, I'm a two-pint pool player.
Three, it's.
Oh, it's all gone by then.
It's gone. You've got a pint window of success.
Unfortunately, I'm still so crap at pool that I've finished the pint before I've finished the pool game and I have to have a third one and then it all goes to shit.
Well, my son has recently got into pool because he, at his school, they've got one in their like little common room thing.
What?
I know.
He's
turned into
education.
Some sort of hustler. So he said, when he came over recently, he said, listen, he's 11, can we go to the pub? And I went, I said, you're a bit young. I mean, he goes, do you know of any pubs in the town which you've got pool tables? And I said, yeah, I think there's one. And of course, it's the shittest pub in town.
Well, I'm always fascinated. Why do pool tables attract trouble? Because they do, don't they? I mean, it's just that there's always, it's a pool table.
It's an instrument of war.
Is that what it is? Because you've just got, if it all gets tasty, you know there's some big sticks.
There's a rack of sticks.
It's not like I was in a pub once in, of all places, near where I grew up, in a place called Alderley Edge, which is quite fancy. It's a bit la-di-da.
Okay.
I mean, they don't say plastic barg, but it's still quite posh. And
plastic barg.
It doesn't have a pool table, this pub. Now it'd be demolished.
Yeah.
So it definitely doesn't have a pool table, but it didn't then, and it was mostly a sort of food pub, but it started getting a bit tasty. And I saw this bloke going over to that sort of side thing where the waitstaff get cutlery wrapped in napkins.
Oh, yeah.
And just pick up a napkin of cutlery and put it in his pocket.
What?
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, he's armed with a knife, a fork, and a spoon.
That's in case, because frequenters of pubs with pool tables will know. You go in, you put your pound down or several pounds if you're committed. So there can be a stack of pound coins at the side of the table.
Mm.
And you know this is a serious pool pub in that instance. Somebody knocks those over.
Oh, my God.
It's because somebody's mentally logging who owns what there, aren't they? That's why he's got a pocket of cutlery.
Yeah, maybe.
Because he knows if it all kicks off, like you say, he's got a fork and a spoon. He's going to start windmilling with his spoon and his fork.
Or maybe he's going to throw the cutlery away and just the napkin.
He'll smother you.
No, just flicking it.
Flicking you in the face.
Flicking. Ah, that really hurt. What are you doing?
Bruce
so you took your boy to the pub? to play pool.
I took my boy to the pub, and it's not a particularly interesting ending to the conversation, but I took him to the pub. He had apple juice, usual. I had cider, grown-up apple juice. And I had two and a half pints of it. I couldn't commit to three. I was too scared. Mm. And I sort of chugged it a bit because I didn't really want to be in the pub. And I thought, we'll just have one game. I don't want to break it into two games. It wasn't a particularly friendly pub.
Mm.
And I felt a bit guilty that as the father of an 11-year-old, we were in a slightly fighty pub on a Friday. And around about the time when it gets fighty, and I'm like, let's just hurry this along.
Oh, this was an evening thing?
This is a Friday evening.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I know. Terrible.
Did you get spooned?
I didn't get spooned. No, I didn't get...
Knifing is so last year.
That's got sexual implications. I'm not being spooned in a pub. I'm not being spooned in a pub.
It's quite, I got spooned by...
I tell you what was cool, though, was they had a TV on the wall in the corner. Old TV, quite a thick, girthy TV. old school, got a bit of a back to it. And they were playing very old music videos.
Oh.
Yes. And there was something from Bon Jovi, an incredible amount of hair, obviously, mm-hmm. in the video. There was a car, and I think it was an IROC.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
But I didn't catch the exact date and the song, because there were people talking or fighting with spoons in the background, so I couldn't really hear what was going on. And I was keeping an eye on the fact that if it was going to kick off, I'd get my 11-year-old out. I'd take a couple of quids too, just for the hassle and make my way.
Was the driver of the IROC wearing a vest?
Yeah, there was wearing a vest actually.
Those cars don't start unless you've got a vest.
One of those droopy ones.
Oh yeah.
You know,
too much armpit. sub armpit. Yeah, there's no word for what's there, but it's definitely visible.
It's almost like the equivalent of a saggy door pocket on a car. Talking of which, I did write in my notes of things to discuss.
Yeah.
That are ever so slightly consumery. So if it gets too consumery, please just tell me to stop it.
Because everyone's coming out going, I hope it turns into an episode of Watch Dogs.
Some cars have got a token door pocket.
Yes.
But it's so slim, and if it's rigid plastic with no elasticity.
Yeah.
What do you do with it? Because it turns into a sort of Bermuda Triangle of Doom. You'll put something in there and you'll never get it out again.
Yes.
You'll have to use the crevice tool on a powerful vacuum, probably borrowed from that guy over there who does Lotus's Vality.
Yeah.
Because I've seen it. It's got a hell of a tool over there. And you have to feed it down there. Not like that. Not like that. And then you have to feed the crevice tool down. You know what I'm trying to say. And then you've got to check the bag afterwards, because if it's sucked up...
you've sucked up £4.60.
Well, all sucked out on an important credit card.
Cufflinks, yeah.
A store card from the mid-90s. Well, that's also, I don't know.
But sometimes you can't get the crevice tool in there because there's a sort of armrest above it and your angle's all wrong.
Yeah. So basically, it's full of
stuff. But then also, inevitably, at some point, I always think, you have the car long enough, you will inadvertently, for some inexplicable reason, one of your children will be given a pin badge from a birthday or something.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Which you will put in there.
Yeah.
And forget about. And then you will stab yourself every time you try and get your demisting mitt out.
There was a time when one of my kids used to unwrap a sweet like a refresher, the really dirty ones, and lick it for a while.
Oh.
But not be prepared to finish it because it wasn't that good. So maybe, let's say, two-thirds of the sweet was licked. Mm. And then it was removed and then just casually dropped in. And, of course, just turns into sort of sticky lava. Over time.
Yeah.
So again, you put your hand in, you touch it, but you don't know what it is because you can't see it because the door pocket's too slim.
If you turn that wrong, then you're just stuck to the car.
Yeah.
You've got to go to work with a Vauxhall Astra on your arm.
Got to go into local A&E for definitely not that important.
Is that why you were removing the door from the Corsa? Because your hand was stuck?
Yes.
Sorry, I haven't been to the gym recently. I haven't got the strength to lift the whole Corsa. Could we just take the door off and I could go to hospital and have my hand removed?
That's exactly what it is. So, yes, unnecessarily tight door pockets.
Tight.
Unlike the vest on the guy in the IROC in the music
video. I discovered,
though,
our Volkswagen e-up, I presume this is standard on all apps, the door pocket is designed so that you can slot a bottle of wine into it.
Wine?
Well, I assume it's designed like that because it bloody works. Not driving wine. I was going to say
driving wine.
If I couple about four straws together, I reckon I can... Oh, yeah! Because these modern cars, they drive themselves.
Road trip wine.
No, I popped out. Just, you know, when you, I love a Friday evening pop out.
Do you?
after I've been spooned in a pub.
I was going to
yes.
say, it's. I'm telling you now, it's the running shorts.
Yeah.
I've told you before. Got to be so careful. Running shorts and then a sauna. It's doomed from the start.
It's just a classic Friday evening. You think you should go, I'm going to make a spag bol. Great, yeah, I got everything. Yeah, do you want some garlic bread? Oh, I do, actually. Have we got any garlic bread? No.
No.
Can't be ringed to make any.
No.
Because it would have to be on brown sliced. No good. I'll pop to the little supermarket, which is, but
what?
Things are already cooking.
Oh,
so
no,
screw it.
Time pressure.
I'm going to get some wine while I'm there. That's what I did the other week.
Oh, and that's hence
the
door popping.
The up, and I was like, oh, I'll put the thing. That's carrying a bottle in a car, it wouldn't go in the cup holder.
It's no, because funny enough, it's strategy. Not designed for a large amount of booze.
It's weird, isn't it? Very short-sighted of car companies.
I bet the French do that, though. I bet there's a cheeky bit of driving wine.
With my nerd hat on, hi. I did you? Someone just say AXGT? Yes. This is what
Stand
I was going to say.
Give this person a round of applause.
There's one in the car park.
Who brought the white AX in the car park?
Oh.
You. Again, stand up.
Stand up and take your applause, sir. It's a GT you have.
Sweet.
Has it still got the wine bottle holder in the door?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Oh.
No, because when you carry more people, you don't want wine.
Well, you've got kids.
Says everybody. That's brilliant. Thanks for bringing the AXGT.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
But the AX one, from memory, it stands upright, doesn't it? And has a sort of strap that holds it in. And the up, is it looks like a normal door bin. It's only when you go, I don't want to suddenly emergency brake and the wine to roll off the front passenger seat and hit the...
Shit, no.
So, and I just went, I wonder if I can get it in the door bin. And it just went, zoink, slotted in perfectly, a nice angle.
I thought you were going to simulate changing gear with wine.
Yeah.
Because you're in an automatic car, yeah. So you're just going to, like, get
faux
the feel.
Gear changing. Now, actually, this is reminding me of something that I was thinking of driving here today. Because it's taken me, it's all right, 4.5 hours to get here.
That is what, 3 Whitesnake albums?
I didn't
At
use
least.
That standard unit of measurement. No, funnily enough.
It's the WLTP of the 80s.
But, well, I came in that... Genesis G80 that's outside there that now looks like it's really badly parked. I promise you, there was another car inside of it.
It
just looks like I've been incredibly lazy and just gone, take care of that.
It genuinely does look abandoned.
It's a surprisingly nice car.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to buy it. Because,
no.
I mean, even I was saying to someone, I went, I've got a car to go to over to Norfolk in that I'm borrowing.
And they went, God,
what is it? And I went, oh, it's an Infiniti. And I was like, no, it's not an Infiniti. What the fuck is it? It's a Genesis,
yeah,
which is Hyundai, not Nissan.
Yeah.
It's a really nice car.
Yeah.
But it's a saloon. It's petrol with no hybrid-y or electric-y things on it.
It's
and
the
it's
90s
from a company
again.
You've not really heard of unless you're paying attention.
But the fit and finish is really good. I've driven one in...
Spectacular.
I drove the bigger version of that in Korea, weirdly on a skid pan and not really anywhere else, which is not the first place you take an enormous saloon car. But anyway, I found it to be great fun and really well finished.
Yeah.
In fact, if you blindfolded me and got me to touch and smell things, not like that. it's almost S-Class Mercedes, I'd say
in some places. It's like, certainly, I can't also... this is very professional of me not to have checked this, but I don't know. That G80 is... It's not a 3 Series rival, is it? It's more 5 Series.
5. It's five, E-class, yeah.
It's very pleasant to drive. It's quite sporty without being... I mean, it's not... I was going to say, it's weird, actually. The Emira rides better than that Hyundai, but only just. But the Emira is a sports car and also handles a lot better than that.
This is getting too car-y.
It's getting a bit car-y, but what I was going to say is, let me just pull it back with something that's absolute flippant nonsense, because I love a long journey on my own in a car.
Yeah.
You know you've got to get somewhere, but you're not in a super rush. So...
Yeah, especially if it's not dark. My eyes don't like the dark anymore. Combination of LED headlights and my eyes.
Yes.
Not down with... Night driving's not what it was, unfortunately.
I drove all night. Actually, I'll just get a hotel, I think. It's too difficult.
I knew you'd bring Roy Orb and Son into it.
Bring the big O into it. No, so I kind of came out of the house this morning, got my bag, put it in the boot, and I was like, going on a drive. Got my bottle of water, got a coffee. Brought some snacks.
What a boring fucker. Listen to him.
You're learning this now.
Listen to
but
yourself.
But no, what I thought is, I love this, so solo driving, but it's, the thing is, that Genesis got good cup holders, so it's coffee, water, that's fine, but I got snacks. And later in the journey,
on the
I
back
stopped.
Seat?
No. Oh, yeah, I suppose you're right. Yeah, okay. There.
Like that, snacks.
Yeah, there.
Have you ever done that before, where you've overeaten snacks mid-journey and like, shit, I've overdone this now. I'm feeling quite unwell, so I go, right, fuck you.
Oh, yeah.
And you know it's back there, but you can't reach it, so you're safe. So you go, as long as I don't stop the car. And you just go, you adjust the rear view mirror, you go, shit, there's still twiglets back there. And there's somewhere under that seat is a flapjack, and I can't...
You get that jitteriness, and you go, you betrayed me, Percy Pig, in the back!
Yeah.
Banished!
I'm gonna turn left really violently. And
there's only one thing for it. Emergency stop.
Exactly. Fuck you. This is it. I'm gonna start mashing the pedals.
No, I just suddenly thought, why for the solo motorist, I think someone and Genesis should do this. It's a point of difference that they sorely need. Some kind of motorised passenger seat cushion that goes up and comes across like that, so it just becomes a shelf for snacks. Because later in the journey, I bought a sandwich and some more crisps.
Oh gosh, this is so
tragic. Like, it's a bit, because it's got quite a big centre thingy on it. I was just like, this is too much of a stretch, and I only want half the sandwich now. If it just came up there, but it had the squab sort of...
Guys, you
anyway, so my wife's got a friend who smells of poo, and...
You've paid for this.
I'm paying for it now.
And I'm
that's
really
the thing.
Sorry.
Right, look, I've written some other stuff down.
Something down.
Hey.
What?
Something else. You were talking about driving in Norfolk.
Yes, I was,
which
yes.
apparently you've christened the shit car county of Britain.
No, that's not what I said.
I think you did.
Plentiful mockers. That was my big take home.
I think, based on my journey here today, because it's...
Oh, God, we're going in again.
It's fertile ground for something I really like. And we're still in the right time of year for one of my favourite things, which is very dirty cars where someone's cleaned off the back plate season. Anyone else enjoy seeing this?
Fingers on the tailgate. Yes. I quite like fingers on the tailgate.
No, because that spoils the look. Okay. I will accept very neat arc where the back wiper has cleared the crap off. But I love a well-cleaned number plate. If you've just gone... or, you know, used the cat, like one of those people doing a sign. No. But if you're very careful, you've gone to the corners of the rectangle.
Do you want to know... I have got a story about... well-cleaned number plates at this time of year. When the Mini Cooper was first launched, which was, what, 2002?
Yeah.
20 years ago, more, 21 years. I drove one down to see my parents in Somerset. Bristol, as you now know, because you live in that neck of the woods, a lot of speed cameras. I'm not saying this was a good thing. I was in my 20s. I knew the car was absolutely caked at the back. Like, it was just brown, even though it was a red car. So I drove through all down the M5, not through Bristol, but, you know, down the M5 at the speed I would want to drive at. Mm. And many, many things flashed en route. I just thought it was paparazzi.
Please, respect my privacy.
And it's a new Mini, new release. Anyway, I was quite pleased with myself because I thought, yeah, no one's going to see what the hell the registration is on that.
Mm.
Brilliant. I'll do the same on the way home. Saw my parents for a couple of days. Got in the car, waved my folks goodbye. Drove back, just as nightfall was approaching.
Mm.
Went through one camera, flash, another one, maybe flash. This was a long time ago, guys, 20 years ago. I was a different guy. An irresponsible 20-something wanker. Now, what then happens?
I'm, right.
My
I'm
dad... Say-
has cleaned it off.
Because responsible Bob woke up really early that morning, noticed that I had a really dirty back end. So cleaned the rear lights, because that's safety, I get that, that's cool. Clean the rear light clusters and clean the number plate. And I hadn't clocked either of those two things. So yeah, I got, and rightly so, I was naughty. I got some points on my licence.
How many? 100?
Just some. Some points on my licence from that car, yeah.
Wow.
So thanks, Dad. Really appreciate that.
That's so funny how I, as soon as you say it, your parents, having met your dad, and he's an excellent man.
He's an excellent guy.
But I just
sweet guy.
Sweet, sweet guy.
Sweet guy. Lovely.
That's the kind of thing my dad would have done as well.
Yeah, so the number plate cleaning.
It's good dadding,
isn't
it?
Oh, but, yeah. It's dad's, but I'm going to do it at some point in the future.
Well, sometimes I see a mucky car, and I do think, I'd love to clean off the plate just because of that, you know, just the satisfaction of that rectangle of legality in an otherwise really khaki car.
It's the responsible side of finding a really dirty van and drawing shafts and bags on it. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? It's been done.
Is that a Rod Stewart song?
Yes, it is. It's a Rod Stewart hit, yeah.
Something else that happened to me while I was driving here. I don't know, is anyone in here a sales rep? No? Or any kind of way, people who drive a lot for work across the country? Someone at the back?
Well, we know
hello.
You.
Yeah, we know you do. Hello, Jamie.
Did you bring a truck tonight? No, you didn't.
I know someone who did.
Yeah.
Where's Lee? There's a chap called Lee. Hello, Lee.
Now, Lee's
problems,
a hero.
We didn't know that we... Not problems, but logistics that we didn't know would be part of this evening. Lee messaged us having bought a ticket tonight and went, I'm coming to your show at Lotus on the 9th. Thing is, I've got to come straight from work.
Okay.
And I'm an articulated lorry driver. Is the car park big enough? And bless them, the people from Lotus straight away just went, well, no, but... Across the road, Classic Team Lotus have got some hard standing. You can just stick it in there. And that's what you've done, isn't it, Lee? You've just chucked your lorry in there. Are you sleeping the night?
Yeah.
Are you?
Sweet. Roll a round of applause for that. He's because he's clocked off, he's entering a ploughing competition at about midnight. It's over there somewhere. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know the rules for that.
But I was on my way here and I stopped at some services, and because I don't normally drive from Bath/Bath where I live to Hethel where Lotus are based, it's just not a journey I have ever done. I got at services and I suddenly went, I don't know where I am. I've honestly no idea where I am. And I had to sort of think, and I was like, hang on a minute, I'm in South Mimms. Okay, I know where that is. That's just sort of north of London. But I had this brief moment. I've read this about rock bands, you know, they tour the world and then suddenly they'll be going, hello, Santiago, because everywhere blurs into one. Because
we didn't
done
do that
so many. It's not like that, but it's just like I was doing an unfamiliar route in an unfamiliar motorway services, and I just had a slightly sort of spooky feeling of going, I actually don't know where I am. And I just wondered if it's something that if you travel the country a lot that you get, and you just go, I actually don't know. If you told me I was in Nottingham, I would believe you.
I always clock the general area in case I have to make an emergency phone call, and they go, emergency services, where are you? Or they'll ask for what you want first. Where are you? And you'll go, I ain't got a fucking clue. But there's a serious incident and I could do with your help. You'll go,
is there an adult with you?
Where are you?
That's reminding me of something that plays on my mind.
Oh, gosh.
If you saw something really bad happening, really bad accident, or just, you know, something, I don't know.
Yeah.
A hang glider going down on a road.
A hang glider.
I'm just trying to think of something that's relatively benign. I was going to say an airliner, but that's too gruesome. But
it's a person hanging from the hang glider, hence the name hang glider.
Oh, yeah.
So the landing gear is
they're going to get quite
them.
Scraped up, aren't they?
Yeah.
Okay, not that. But something bad's happened. And you ring up and they say, what service you require? Are you allowed to say all of them?
Yeah, I think you are. I think you
Has anyone ever done that? Because don't make me choose. I'm going to tell you, all right, police... But could you ask them to ask the fire brigade to come too? And then they could tell the ambulance
people. They're on like a WhatsApp group. Police, yeah, we're here, boys. Fire, yeah. Prison and correct.
Ambulance. Sorry, I left my phone in the car.
We were in Costa. We're there now.
No, I just wonder because how many times in your life have you rung 999?
Twice, might be three times. Interesting chat.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah. All of them were emergencies, just so you know.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
You weren't just lonely or
something.
I wasn't
just being a twat, no. Now, I've written down here, this is important.
Mm.
I've written down BFG window cleaning alcoholic. So, something I felt I had to share with you today. Have I talked to you about the BFG before?
The Roald Dahl character?
No, the guy in the local town who's the alcoholic window cleaner. I can't remember if I've mentioned this in the previous podcast.
No, you haven't. I think I'd remember that.
Okay, so the pub I used to drink at years ago, when I used to drink at pubs regularly, he used to park his car right out the front. I think he was one of these guys who used to clock off work at like 2 in the afternoon regularly. And he was a window cleaner, hence the window cleaning title. But he looked just like the BFG.
Okay.
So he was not only really tall, but his nose is, I'm going to say, the size of my shoe. He's absolutely massive to the point where you can't stop staring at it. Okay?
Yeah.
But also, he's a very thirsty gentleman.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but he...
Maybe all the air going in his nose is a dry throat.
I don't know. It looked like those, you know, pre-war cars with the horns.
Yeah.
Genuinely like a skin-coloured one of those. So... So he's in the pub every time I'm in the pub, because he's in the pub all the time.
Yeah.
But he's a window cleaner by trade, but always had a really shonky car that was on its last legs. Just one of these guys buys a car with an MOT. When the MOT runs out, jettison the car onto the next one.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him in years, because I don't go to the pub anymore there.
Unless you're playing pool.
I only go to the fighty pub down the road with the pool table with my 11-year-old. So I saw him. I followed him this morning on the way here, and I didn't know it was him. I just clocked and I went, and what car was he in? I saw the ladder on the roof and went, okay, here we go. Small town window cleaning dude. It was a car, not a van. He doesn't do vans. Too expensive. Insurance is too much.
I'm going to say Skoda Fabia Estate.
No.
Damn it.
Volvo. Ford Focus Saloon.
Oh.
Because that's the one that no one wants.
Yeah.
And good, he's value. Gone, it's got 11 months MOT. Fuck it. I'm having that. And so he probably bought it really pissed. Because I expect that's the nature of the beast.
I'm not sure anyone bought a Ford Focus Saloon sober, did they?
Well, quite. It's a proper deceased spec, I would have thought.
Yeah. Does a hand go up over there? Yes.
Shit off.
And have you now dried out?
Did you really?
Yeah, well, it was an
odd list of cards. And
what did you get bored when you got to F and just went, oh, fuck it?
Yeah, this guy, the BFG has got a gear. It's
well,
a gear.
Oh. It's my memory that those early Focus Saloons were only gears because they were full Eastbourne spec, I think, weren't they?
You guys knew too
got
much.
Got backup.
Yes, all gear. All the gear, no idea. Well... Okay, so the BFG window cleaning dude has a Focus Saloon gear.
Huh.
Pun?
It's the same one,
they
were sold once.
That's true, it's the only one.
It's nice to know your old car's still going.
Hey? No, it was like an ice blue. Yeah, okay, resprayed. Yeah.
Or a wrap that he got.
Vinyl wrap? No.
Just holding it together. But I see, now... You know, when you see like an estate car or any car being used by painter and decorator,
yes,
you go, that's that car's last mission in life.
Oh yeah, that's
nobody
last...
is buying a painty car.
No.
And they've always got a painty back bumper.
Oh, and a painty back seat.
Painty back seat. Oh, painty boot carpet.
Awful.
They're just painty cars. No one wants a painty car.
No.
But what about a window cleaner's car?
Well, damp. Oh, I would have thought. But also, this one, as I remember, because the last car I remember him having was a Vectra. In fact, the last Vectra I saw on the road was his.
Where have all the Vectras gone?
I don't know. Has anybody got a Vectra here? Present tense. Vectra? Someone.
What?
Our window cleaner's got a Vectra.
No!
Wow, that was an amazing circuitry conversation. Yeah. I love that. That was lap one straight off there, pole position. So, He had a Vectra, heavily panel damaged, and we used to marvel at the fact that every month went by when we would go to the pub on a Friday, it was always parked at the front, like I said. Always more smashed up than before. Really in a quite a bad way. In fact, no wing mirrors. I remember
what?
That. It didn't have any wing mirrors. No, because he'd knocked them off so many times, he's like, I just don't need them.
There's a funny sort of cause and effect loop there with the no mirrors and the panel damage. Which came first?
But also, he's the guy who's probably gone, it's not going to fail an MOT because it'll never go for another one. So it's okay.
Oh, yeah.
He's no MOT guy.
Oh, God, I've just remembered. You've just reminded me my car needs an MOT next week. It's just not. It's hard to relax. Sorry, I'm not just doing personal admin.
You are?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've got a paid TV license as well. No.
So, yeah, BFG, he's alive, which I'm surprised at.
Mm.
B, still got a saloon, just a different type. And still got two ladders on the roof. One of them definitely didn't look lashed down well enough. So I just, you know, when they start to hover a little bit. Anything that starts to hover on a roof rack. It's always it's usually a mattress on the way to the tip. And it creates
they do that banana.
Horrific gurney flap of an incident waiting to happen. It starts to wave and you go, I'm getting the fuck out of this. Break, going slightly on the diagonal in case it goes. Got a bit of space to get out of the way. You know the rules.
I do know the rules.
So yeah, next time you come over, I'll introduce you to the BFG.
Well, it's always amazing,
who I don't know
it,
his real name, so I'll just call him. It's the BFG. It's at the bar there.
But I used to do that. I'd go back to my hometown and see someone who you used to see all the time in a pub.
Yeah.
Usually the same pub.
Yeah.
The kind of person who, if you needed them in an emergency, you would just go to the pub and there they'd be. But to see them 10 years later and find they're still alive is always
amazing.
Amazing.
But then I thought, of all the things, if you've got a thirst,
yeah,
window cleaners start work early, from what I can gather. Would you want to go up a ladder when you've had quite a lot to drink and it's a slippery cold morning?
No.
No, shit no. No way. He's a risky man.
I can't think of
He's
anything
a high
worse.
Risk man.
No. And I wouldn't want to drive a Focus saloon either, so his life sounds awful. But maybe that's why he drinks, because he's backed himself into a corner. I hate ladders and I hate milky saloons from the 2000s, but here I am.
Now, we were just talking about Jim Ratcliffe and his anus grenade.
Yes.
I forgot to mention that because he seems to have a habit of just, if he likes something, he just buys it.
Yes.
I just got this impression that every week goes by, he'll just, I don't know, he'll go to his local Waitrose round the corner to buy.
Is that John Lewis? I want to buy Waitrose.
Yeah, and he'll just go, I like this shop. It's all right. This suits me.
Yeah.
I'll make you an offer for it. It's sort of a constant Dragon's Den.
Does he not own a football club in France?
Yes, he does. No, Switzerland.
Right.
And he owns another. He owns two football clubs. He's trying to buy.
Does anyone know this? Jim Ratcliffe, is it Nice or somewhere? He owns the football club, yeah.
There we go.
So
we were both right.
Yeah.
He's your boss.
What?
Yeah, he's.
Are you a footballer?
Yeah, I'm
afraid so.
Sadly, this is a recorded conversation.
Which part of his business empire do you work for? Okay.
He's a sweet guy.
You know we're on land, right?
Sweet.
Okay, good. Just checking. Sweet. Just didn't want you drilling during this because.
Johnny, on that basis, don't say Sir Ginny again instead,
because
I'm from Leeds and
that means something else. Oh, shit. Right, okay. I understand the
pain. I know.
Well, anyway, so it's just, he's just one of those chaps. He's like, I like it, I'll buy it.
Yeah.
Basically, the Ariana Grande song, but he might not have heard the Ariana Grande song. I like it, I'll buy it.
Is that an Ariana Grande song?
I'm pretty sure it is. Is it? Is that an Ariana Grande song? It is. That is an Ariana Grande song. See?
I like the way that all the blokes in the room have been going, I think you'll find the model number's actually this, suddenly shut up when we get to Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande song. I like it, I'll buy it. That's Jim Ratcliffe, that is.
Yeah.
Him and Ariana Grande. That,
but is he happy?
I don't.
Because he went, oh, I thought this football club would bring me happiness, and
he's
it hasn't,
not happy.
So I'm going to buy another one.
He's
thinking of buying Man United.
He's trying to buy Man United. So whereas you and I go on eBay and ponder, like the other day I bought a new phone.
Yeah.
But I got a good deal on it.
Yeah.
440
he goes,
quid. He's like, I think I might buy a heavy stake in Manchester United.
Well, I want to buy another football club, and since I'm not from Manchester, I should buy Man United. So
it's
fitting with all their supporters.
That's the rule.
That's the only football joke I can do. Fucking Man United.
I want to know, is he just going to wake up tomorrow morning and as he's brushing his teeth, he's going to go, do you know what, I quite like toothpaste. Colgate. Fuck you. Right.
How I was going to say we better hope he doesn't like this podcast, but I think we've kind of assured that by not taking him seriously and saying his car... Well, I said his car's a bit...
No,
I just don't get that arse grenade. That's the problem. Because I know they're claiming it's rough and tough, but honestly, it's got a fucking BMW 6 in it, yeah. Petrol or diesel, ZF 8-speed box. There's a lot of ECUs on those. You are not mending that with a hammer in the middle of West Africa.
No, that is true.
So
it's low-ish
what's
tech.
The fucking point? You might as well take a comfier car that doesn't have steering that's not connected to the front wheels by the sounds of it.
What, like...
Sorry, don't tell him we said this. Just talk about... Distract him by talking about drilling or some shit.
Just take a dash...
Or just take a football club in and go, oh, look what's for sale here. I saw it. I saw a hand-painted sign. That's it. Maybe Norwich is for sale.
Hang on a minute. I don't think Jim's ever been to...
Footballers for sale with an apostrophe.
No, Jim's never been to Norfolk because it would take him so long to get through the county.
Well, because he's just got, I'm buying
it. Stop him buying everything.
Now I've got more potatoes than I know what to do with.
Exactly. Hang on a minute. Jim, you're a bit late to the meeting. Is everything all right?
Sorry.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah. Christmas trees. Millions of them now.
Yeah, I bought 50 acres of trees, a shitload of potatoes, a Ford Probe.
Eggs.
I didn't even want it.
And then, I'm the egg magnate. You know, I'm the world's richest, or Britain's richest man. I'm also the man who owns most eggs in Britain of anyone.
They're all going off
in eggs. Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
He buys it and instantly gives it back because it's all about the sort of frenzy of the transaction.
Yeah.
And he enjoys it. I've seen the badly painted sign for the Vauxhall Mocker at the side of the road. Yeah. How much? Oh, we're thinking about 7,000. Take £8,000. I don't actually want it.
Yeah.
Just have it.
It's the transaction.
I really enjoyed that. Anyway, I'm a bit late, so I'll see you later.
Is this Radcliffe's Millions? He's just trying to give it all away.
Yes. That's exactly what
well,
it is.
Well, you can tell him. We're on to him. And if he does want to buy this podcast... We will accept offers in excess of £4 billion.
Yes, yes. But we're happy to negotiate.
We'll negotiate, yeah. Chuck in a couple of mockers if that's
his
thing.
Yeah, I was going to say. And I've got a couple
and
of...
eggs. I've got some eggs at home.
I'm going to be handwriting some signs tomorrow morning. I'm going to use a combination of pubic hair and old shoes. So, if that's okay. And animal blood. I've just found some around the corner because I bought a shed load of pigs on the way here. Couldn't resist it.
Well, this hour has creaked by, but we are sort of closing in on the time when we should start to wrap this up.
Okay.
Because...
You normally say we've got to bring this into land, and I've got visions of the hang gliding person making an emergency landing, basically on their knees and face.
Well, yeah, and then I'd ring 999 and go, yeah, just all of them, and then the Coast Guard turn up as well, and you go, oh, shit, I forgot about them, and we're in Warwick. How did you get here?
Coast Guard's going to be well pissed off.
Yeah, well, particularly they've scratched the bottom of their boat getting it in.
It's not live and let die, where the boat spends most of his time on dry land, not in the water.
Completely misunderstood how
still,
boats
still the best Bond film of all time. Just going to put
Yeah, probably is.
We've had this discussion.
Yeah.
It's just got everything, hasn't it?
It's got everything.
It's got voodoo, boats,
safari
on dry.
Suits. Ooh.
Bringing it back to the relevant area.
Very on topic.
Very
You're
good.
Right. Spy Who Loved Me is the best Bond film because
yeah,
it's got
yeah,
a Lotus.
Yeah, that's
in
right.
It.
Lotus. Have I got a laser
Made,
on my forehead?
Fact fans. So
yeah,
we're
yeah
in.
It's the one with the aquatic Lotus yeah. in it that's the best one.
For listeners at home, we're in Lotus's brand centre, this lovely sort of car showroom slash event centre. We saw very posh and lovely and new. Through that wall there, for people in the audience, is the old assembly hall. Which is now a storage place, but at the time was where Esprits were made. So Roger Moore's Esprit was made on the other side of that wall.
That's awesome.
The silence of people in awe of a fact.
I just want to put it out
there. It's not interesting.
I think Lotus have the best taste in fonts for cars over the ages. Because, you know, some fonts, they've got terrible with new cars.
Yeah.
Audi's an offender for bad fontage.
Yeah.
Is this what, sorry?
Kia logo. Oh, Kia logo.
Oh, the
sorry,
Kia logo.
I thought you said Key Largo. I was like, yes. Lovely place, sir, yes. And you can
yeah,
drive down
right.
to Key West. It's delightful.
The Kia logo, the new Kia logo, has created some confusion.
Because people think that the company's called KN or Ken or something.
KN
Cars. KN
Cars. Yeah, and I think KN
Do you work for KN Cars?
It's one of the top results on Google.
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah. Wow. K&N air filters are coining it.
Yeah.
Sir Jim Ratcliffe's already phoned them up and gone... Not before the Koreans get here. Yeah. How much do you want? Come on.
I'll buy you and Kent Camp.
Show
as well.
Me your oily element and we'll do a deal.
Yeah.
That just sounds awful. You know what I mean.
Right, well, anyway, we should wrap
Shut
this up.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up yeah. is the shorter version of that. But before we do, I have three things to tell you. Johnny has a solo YouTube channel in which he forces a popular rock band to travel to a village northeast of Bristol using only frozen waterways. It's called the Make White Snake Skate to Yates Show.
Oh gosh! How long did it take you to think that up?
Depressingly long, actually.
That's the funniest thing you've said all night.
I know. That's also depressing. This week he's setting off from Leominster, and the canals are thawing fast. So that's quite an exciting one. If that's not to your taste, because it's made up bollocks, then there's always the Late Break Show, which has got lots of excellent videos, including a review of Jim Ratcliffe's anus grenade.
And
go and watch it now before he buys YouTube, and then.
Oh, then he's my boss.
Yeah, he's all of our bosses.
Shit.
The second thing I've got to tell you is that we want to say a huge thank you to everyone from Lotus who's made this possible.
Yes.
So Gav, who came and introduced us on stage, Flo, Jamie, Charlotte, Rob, who can't be here tonight, but they put all this on, went to an awful lot of effort, which frankly for us two twats is amazing. And so we thank them very, very much for that.
Yeah. Thank you.
And we want to say a huge thank you to everyone who came as well. We appreciate that you've come out to see us, because frankly I wouldn't, but Johnny insisted, so here I am.
I'd love to see if anybody bought a ticket, got really close by, and then,
there's no Lotus Factory here, I'm going
just
home.
Just seems a bit cold and lonely tonight, I think I'm going to go home. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, but in all seriousness, thank you ever so much for buying a ticket and turning up.
Thank you.
It's odd, but it's good odd, hopefully.
Yeah, if there's any compensation, it's quite odd for us as well.
And on the way home tonight or tomorrow, if anyone sees a strangely written roadside sign, please take a photo, if it's safe to do so.
I can't believe we didn't handwrite our own signs for this.
Shit.
With an apostrophe before the Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Smith. Smut-if and snut-if.
2024.
Yeah, that'll be one for
2024.
The,
one for the it's
to-do
happening.
List. Third thing I've got to say was the Golden Gate Bridge was going to be black and yellow.
Really?
When they were building it, the Navy wanted it painted in visible colours so that boats didn't crash into it.
Bloody hell.
But one of the architects of it, he saw the primed steel that was going to make it, which was in that distinctive orangey colour, and he went, no. Let's leave it like that, because bridges are usually grey or silver, and I want ours to be distinctive because it's a unique bridge, and that is the colour that it's remained.
And that's why
again the silence of gross disinterest.
Hang on a minute, it's just a Jim Ratcliffe.
Yeah.
You can't buy the bridge.
No. But I will pay that twat to shut up. Right, well, thank you ever so much for coming along. Thank you at home for listening. We've been Smith and Sniff. We'll do this all again next week. Until then, goodbye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.